In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace and the peace of God our Father and the Lord Jesus be with you.
And also with you.
Emmanuel, God with us, was born into the house of David, and yet he belongs to all nations. Let us prepare for the coming of this child, that he may in truth be God with us. Eternal God, in the Psalms of David, in the words of the prophets, in the dream of Joseph, your promise is spoken. At last, in the womb of the Virgin Mary, your word takes flesh. Teach us to welcome Jesus, the promised Emmanuel, and to proclaim the good news of his coming, that every age may know him as the source of redemption and grace. Grant this through him, whose coming is certain, whose day draws near, your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Shiloh or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary mortals, that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Open wide your gates, let the King of Glory in. Open wide your gates, let the King of Glory in. Open wide your gates, let the King of Glory in. Open wide your gates, let the King of Glory in. Is yours, O God, the world and those who dwell on it. You have founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Open wide your gates, let the King of Glory in. Open wide your gates, let the King of Glory in. Who can ascend your mountain, God, or who may stand in this holy place? Those whose hands are sinless and hearts are clean and desire not the vanity of earth. Open wide your gates, let the King of Glory in. Open wide your gates, let the King of Glory in. They shall receive your blessing, God, their Savior shall reward them. Such is the face that seeks for you, that seeks your face, O God of Jacob. Open wide your gates, let the King of Glory in. Open wide your gates, let the King of Glory in.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. From Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which God promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. The gospel concerning his son, who was descended from David according to the flesh, and was declared to be son of God with power, according to the spirit of holiness, by resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through Christ we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for the sake of his name, including yourselves who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all God's beloved in Rome who are called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ took place. When Mary, his mother, was engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph was a just man, and he sought to spare her disgrace and so decided to divorce her quietly. When he was about to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. And the angel said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is by the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph woke up, he immediately did all that the angel told him. He welcomed Mary into his home as his wife. He did not have marital relations with her until after the child was born, and he named the child Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise.